I think all the evidence said is that, in fact, you know, people do trust the police. They do trust the criminal justice system. We get 6 million telephone calls a year. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, people turn to us when they need help. And if they thought we were useless, they thought they had no confidence, they just wouldn't ring us. Why would you? If you look at the criminal justice system, people often despair about the criminal justice system, don't they? The police don't arrest anybody, the CPS don't charge anybody, the courts let them out. Well, whether you think it's right or wrong, the prisons over the last 10, 15 years have doubled the number of people in prison. Now, you may think, whether or not you think that's a good or bad thing, but somebody arrested them, so that must have been the police. The CPS charged them, the courts convicted them, and they put them in prison and the prisons kept them. You can't get that number of people, more people in prison. You know, 18, nearly 90% of the people charged with offences are convicted. This system works.
When we're talking about 70% of young people reoffending within 2 years of coming out, levels of illiteracy, I know you don't get involved in the politics in a big P, but there must be some frustration in the police force that more isn't being done to rehabilitate people.
I mean, I agree. I think that, you know, the prison, the punishment is the detention. I think if any opportunity can be taken to stop people reoffending when they come out, it's got to be good. And I know a lot is done in the prisons. You know, there are, I'm sure there is more we can do. I mean, I think we have to look at the cause of offending. I mean, you're often talking about alcohol, drugs. They're the two big drivers.
So we've arrived at a rather, it's a temple, it's fantastic. A London Sivan Temple. Ever visited here, Commissioner?
It does look beautiful, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, Curtis, talk to us about the temple.
Most of the roads around here, everyone visits here. But everyone knows me here, so if they see me on the street, they come and talk to me, any problems they have. And that's what it's all about, engaging with them.
So, Commissioner, we've done it. We've come out. I now have a body of evidence that I can take back, figureheaded by Curtis. No more plastic police, at least not on my show. Thanks very much for keeping your word. Next time we meet, hopefully, will be the year anniversary. It's September. Hopefully, you've still got a job then. But
me too.
The other part of what we want to do, of course, is that whole kind of community thing. Haringey. It's a tough place. It's where it all started. Are we still on for you coming down there with me?
Definitely. I'll be there. I've been there in between. Since the last time I saw you, you've already been there. We had a public meeting there a few months ago. So it's every 4 weeks I go to a different part of London. Probably some member of the public wants to come. We had one in Barking and Dagenham last night. Somebody came over from Newham. Another person came over from Hammersmith. So people will come and meet, and they'll also come and share the problems. So, yeah, I'll go anywhere.